Even if you don't know John Welsh, he probably knows you.
I get to know everybody eventually.
For the past 5 years, Welsh has been a driver for Sitka Cab. He spends hours a day talking about Sitka's economy, taking the pulse of locals and explaining the issues to visitors. And it was in this milieu that he decided to run for assembly.
It came from the cab. It came from people getting off a cruise ship and wanting a tour around Sitka and not to look at the bears, the raptors, and the totems, but to look at the shopping centers, the types of neighborhoods we have, and to ask about employment. In a way, I run a little informal survey on lots of issues all the time.
Welsh is retired, but he had a diverse career path before coming to Sitka in 2010. He was a logger in California and traveled around Alaska as a school administrator, where he helped to reform literacy programs. He considers this experience valuable towards serving on the assembly. If elected, he's especially interested in reviewing Sitka's tax exemptions.
For instance, there are approximately 30 tax exemptions that needs to be looked at. Some of them are outdated. They go back to the 70s.
And that includes reconsidering the tax exemption for senior citizens.
About one-third of the town qualifies for a senior exemption. Can we afford that?
Keep in mind that Welsh is over 65.
I have the card, and I'm willing to organize and lead the tax card burning rally at some point.
As a former education administrator and father of three, Welsh has been especially vocal about funding to Sitka schools.
The minute the budget crisis hit, I've been in education so long, I knew that very likely teachers were going to get pink slips. And so I immediately started defending them and pointing out that if you have a teacher, you have a school. If you have a bunch of equipment, you don't. Without a teacher, it's no good. It's nothing.
When asked if he believes the school district should be funded to the cap, he said yes, but with the stipulation that the district should be given that funding over time, with progress benchmarks. If elected, he said he would apply that thinking to other funding decisions before the assembly.
I was really in favor of the Chamber of Commerce getting the tourism and convention contract. I thought that's a great idea. I thought that's exactly who should do this. Businesses can promote business. But I was amazed that the city just gave them the $300,000, because it's sort of like hiring somebody to paint a big building and then giving them all the money first. Most jobs are paid in stages for performance.
Welsh served briefly on the board for the Convention and Visitors Bureau and is interested in development possibilities downtown. He considers Castle Hill, the site of the 1867 transfer of the Alaska Territory, a prime location for setting up merchants' booths to tourists or hosting events.
I just see it as a tremendous opportunity. It's right in front of the cruise ship people get out of the lighters, and when we could be having concerts and sales and more events.
In 2013, Welsh wrote a novel and wanted to sell it on the lightering dock to tourists. When the city of Sitka said no, he sued. The case was dismissed after the city changed the language of the general code to allow Welsh to sell his book. Welsh says he's not afraid to take on the system, especially when he feels something needs to be changed.
I think I may be useful in this budget problem era, because I've got the private sector ethic of hard work and of being a little bit hard-headed about problems. Somebody needs to bring that to government in Sitka right now. Everybody here is very, very nice, very, very civil. And some of the problems we're facing actually require tough originality and action that may not be popular.
For Welsh, Sitka is already poised to solve its own problems by looking inward for solutions.
Our economic development is wide open. Our imaginations can have very strong play because of that, the dam, the hydroelectric project. And we're all upset that we're having to pay a little bit more, or in some cases quite a bit more right now. But I mean, if you look at all the coal burning states and the states where global warming is having a disastrous effect, that's not going to touch us. We are situated for a clean industry to come in here and take advantage of all that power.
And for that, Welsh thinks that the assembly needs to continue doing what he does day in and day out in the cab, talking to people and finding out what everyone else thinks. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwonk.